Hello, hello, everybody, and welcome. I am Simon. I'm your business builder, and that's right. School is in. It is 2018. It's time for us to rise up and make things happen this year. You know, 2017 was a good accomplishment for some. Maybe it was a great accomplishment. Maybe it wasn't. Whether it was or it wasn't, that's okay because help is on the way. We have arrived for each other as entrepreneurs, and we're going to do what we can to change our sphere of influence. In 2018, we as entrepreneurs are going to rise up even higher and accomplish our goal of business ownership. We're going to start the business you've been dreaming about, telling your friends about, thinking about, or that business that you've been thinking about that you even lose sleep over at night because you're trying to figure out, how in the world do I get it started? Well, I'm going to bring you some mainstream advice this year. As always, that you just cannot get anywhere for free. This is my promise to you and my goal to you this year in 2018. All you got to do is take action. They say knowledge is power, but the knowledge has no power without the action. So your first step is to stay tuned in and take action on the mainstream advice that I'm going to bring to you. If you tried to start your business or even started a business before and it failed, you got to ask yourself, why did it not succeed? Was it because your competition dominated you? Did you not market hard enough? And speaking of marketing hard enough, I always say if you're not pissing someone off by noon each day, then you're definitely not marketing hard enough. Or you try to do it all yourself. You don't even know where to start or what to do next. You feel you didn't have enough information or education to proceed. No matter what the issue was or what it is, the information to take those past failures off your shoulder and learn from them. I'm going to coach you through the process so you will have no reason to feel failure. You know, we as entrepreneurs, we have to take that fear, look it dead in the face and say, you will not defeat me. It doesn't matter who or what it is. The way fear and failure always wins because it knows it can depend on you as the person on their team. It knows as long as you are in the game, you're playing for their team. You ask, how is that so? Because the first thing we always do is talk our way out of something before we even begin. We think of the negativity first instead of the positivity first. Things like, what if? What if it doesn't work? What if people laugh at me? What if I lose in friends? What if I embarrass myself? What if my business is not good enough? I don't know. What if I don't know how to handle certain objectives? Suppose I lose money. First, you got to stop playing for the other team of failure and rise up and win. We are going to work until our fears and our failures subsides, and we're going to look fear in the face and we're just going to laugh at it and say, you cannot defeat me. You know, speaking of friends, losing friends, if you got friends and naysayers that are on your team, go ahead and get rid of them now. Just save yourself some time and move them out the way and start putting yourself around people that are going to encourage you. They're going to do the things that you're going to do or you're doing or even doing better. Start in 2018, make your circle smaller and focus on one thing. And I'm going to talk about that a little bit later, that one thing. But when I began as an entrepreneur, I wanted to start my own business. I always wanted to start my own business. I just knew that my success was to start my own business. That was success to me. I was in the same space that you were in or you are in. I didn't know where to start. I didn't know how to start. I didn't know what to do or what it really meant to be in business. All I knew, I didn't want to be someone else's little pawn making them money and I'm getting pennies on the dollar. Have you ever heard that saying, that little story about the owner of the business who got a new sports car every year? So the owner pulls up one day in the driveway and the employee pulls up right beside him. He's like, wow, sir, that's a nice new car. He's like, yeah, I appreciate it. But I tell you one thing, as long as you keep working for me, I'm going to get a new car every year. Right then, when I heard that, I knew then and there that I did not want to be an employee to anybody else, making them rich while I'm getting pennies on the dollar. But I knew I wanted to be in business. I was just overexcited and undereducated. But at the same time, it wasn't a bad thing because it fueled my passion of being an entrepreneur. That was for me. It fueled my passion. You got to have the passion around what you're going to do. So I researched, I read, I watched multiple video content. I spent thousands of dollars on infomercial material, you name it. But in the end, I wasn't getting the correct information that I needed. All I end up was getting was a lot of credit card debt and a lot of book collections. That's all I end up getting. But I knew what I wanted my end zone celebration to be when I got there. I wasn't going to be average. I was going to be obsessed. I did 20 years in the military. It provided me a great lifestyle, but I wanted more. I'm just not the guy that's just going to settle. I wanted more. I knew it was more to get, so I approached it. I went at it. I was obsessed with it. So people think we got it made in the military. We get all these benefits and great. Yeah, it's good. It provides a lifestyle while you're in. But when you get out, you're just another number on the street now. So what do? Start your business or go back to work? I definitely didn't want to go back to work for someone else. So I ended up starting my business. And I used the information that I had previously. I put it all together. But one thing it neglected to tell me was how to get started. It always tell you the success stories on the end. So-and-so is making $100 million a year or $500,000 a year, but it never tell you the first step. It always skips over the first step and goes straight to the success stories. Well, I'm here to let you know that now it's us versus them. The entrepreneur versus everyone else. The entrepreneur, the business owners, the founders, us. Everyone else, them, the competition, the naysayers, the ones that only wanted to get rich for themselves by providing you half-assed information, just being really blunt with it. So we're going to take a stand of what we believe, and we're going to show everyone why we're different. I'm going to do my part by delivering content to you as part of taking action. Together, we can overcome anything if we take the action. So I'm going to give you that mainstream advice. And that's the advice that you're not getting, that they're not telling you about. They're telling you their struggle in the beginning, and then they go straight to the success story. But what about that pie in the middle? What about the stuff in the middle? So I would tell you, don't think about the competition. Don't even look at what they're doing. All you have to do is be extremely good at what you do. So good that you don't even notice who is competing in your waters. If you're good at what you do, I guarantee people will find you. Your movement would be better than their alternatives. And I'm so sure that your enemies and your naysayers would be asking you for a job and wanting you to show them how to do it. In order to give back, show them the correct way. I'm going to show you the correct way. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to show you the beginning, the middle, and the ending. But in order to succeed with that, you have to do your part. And that's that one thing. You got to be like a postage stamp. Stick to one thing until you get there. I'm holding up my finger right now. One, do you know what that one secret of life is? That one thing. You have to stick to that one thing. And you stick to this one thing, everything else will fall in place and everything else will not even matter. Because you got to stick to one thing. What is that one thing? Well, you got to figure that part out. You're going to have to figure out what that one thing that you're good at, that you can expand on over time. You know, when I narrowed my concentration down to one thing, and where my success varied, my focus had to also. If it's about going small. If everyone has the same number of hours in a day, why do some people seem to get so much done than others? How do they do more, achieve more, earn more, and have more? If time is currency of achievement, then why are some able to cash in their allotment of chips than others? The answer is they're getting to the heart of one thing by their approach. They go small. And that's what it's about, going small. When you want the absolute best chance to succeed at anything you want, your approach should always be the same. Go small. Going small is ignoring all those other things you can do and doing what you should be doing. It's recognizing that not all things matter equally and finding the things that matter the most. It's a tighter way to connect with what you do and why you do it. It's realizing that extraordinary results are directly determined how narrow you can make your focus. The way to get the most out of your work and your life is to go small as possible. Most people think the opposite. They think that big success is time consuming and complicated. As a result, the calendars and to-do lists become overloaded and overwhelming. Success starts to feel out of their reach, so they settle for less. Unaware that big success comes from what we do with a few small things well, they get lost trying to do too much in the end to accomplish too little. Over time, they lower their expectations, abandon their dreams, and allow their life to get small. And this is the wrong thing to make small. You have only so much time and energy, so when you spread yourself out, you end up spreading thin. You want your achievements to add up, but that's actually take subtractions and not additions. You need to do things well. You need to be doing fewer things for more effect instead of doing more things with side effects. The problem with trying to do too much is that even if it works, adding more to your work and your life without cutting anything brings a lot of bad with it. Missed deadlines, disappointment results, the high stress, the long hours, the lost sleep we was talking about, the poor diets, no exercises, and missed movement with friends and family, all the moments they have. All in the name of going after something that is easier to get than you thought might imagine. So going small is a simple approach to extraordinary results, and it works. It works all the time, anywhere and anything. Why? Because it has only one purpose, to ultimately get you to the point. When you go small as possible, you'll be staring at one thing, and that's the point. Go small. Go small, go at one thing at a time. We always talk about multitasking. Well, multitasking is not really good for you because you cannot concentrate on one thing. You're trying to multitask on different things, so you lose concentration on something else. When you go at one particular thing and you achieve it, then move on to the next thing. And that's what a lot of business owners, we try to do. Oh yeah, I can multitask, I can do this and I can do that. But do you really want to try to do everything at one time? How about do one thing to accomplish that and then move on to something else? Well, I'm going to stop here. We talked about 13 minutes and I didn't really want to go that long. So I'm Simon and I look forward to talking to you again and see you again. Have a great day.